presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Lynn Chalmers attempted to force Kolo at the point of a gun to follow the passage in which they found themselves and escape from Bluger's camp. But Kolo disarmed her and declared they would obey Jungle Jim's order to wait for him there. In the meantime, Jim made his way toward the east wing of the castle where the note had told him Operative 13 would be holding Derek Bluger prisoner. Trapped by a searching soldier, Jim was saved from discovery by the intervention of a mysteriously friendly sentry who revealed himself to be working with Operative 13 under orders to lead Jim to the east wing apartment. They arrived just as Derek Bluger was threatening Shanghai Lil with execution by the firing squad. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. As Jungle Jim and the sentry reach the east wing apartment occupied by Operative 13, they hear Derek Bluger's voice inside saying,
"But you've come to the end of your rope. I've said enough of your insults. You'll face the firing squad tonight. I'll show you who's running things around here, Lil."
Lil? And she's...
"You mean, Bluger, you'll show Lil who was running things around here."
"Jungle Jim!"
"Drop that gun, Bluger. Now put up your hand. You've reached the end of your rope, Mr. Derek Bluger."
"How did you get in here?"
"Never mind how I got here. Now you're leaving either as my prisoner, or you'll stay here dead. Take his gun, Lil."
"Yes."
"Sentry, there's only one more fish to catch. Get Lin Po and bring him here at once."
"Oh, Jim, I thought you were never going to get here."
"So did I. I kept running in the soldiers. So you're the mysterious Operator 13, are you, Lil?"
"That's right. I'm a representative of the Chinese government. I've been dying to tell you all along, Jim, but I was afraid it might spoil my little plan."
"So you were in on this, too. I might have known from the way you acted."
"I was afraid you'd caught on to me a couple of times, Derek."
"I had my suspicions, but I couldn't really believe..."
"That your intended empress wasn't on your side?"
"Yes."
"Well, thank goodness love is blind, or I mightn't be here right now."
"Well, you and your jungle boy scout will never get away with this, Shanghai Lil."
"It rather looks as though she has, Bluger. I notice you're keeping your hands hoisted plenty high in the air."
"Of course I am. I'm no fool. I know that if I so much as move a finger, you'll kill me in a flash."
"Shoot me down like a dog would have been a more appropriate way of putting it, Derek."
"Right, Lil. And there's only one thing that prevents me from doing just that."
"And what's your reason, Bradley? Some Boy Scout law?"
"The United States government asked me to bring you back alive, Bluger. They want to have a little talk with you. And you'll find out that it's got nothing to do with the Boy Scouts."
"I'll say you will."
"You won't be saying anything more in a little while, Shanghai Lil."
"Threats from a captured prisoner are a little out of place, Derek."
"You'll find out I'm not making any idle threats."
"Your chance to do anything to me is all past now. You're no longer most high superior to a toy kingdom."
"Oh, it's got nothing to do with me. You're being watched by one of Lin Fu's men. He'll settle with you."
"Lin Fu's man happens to be working with me."
"That must be Lin Fu now. Keep your mouth shut, Bluger. Tell him to come in, Lil."
"Come in, Lin Fu."
"Excuse, please. Lin Fu is not to be found in Krakow."
"He's not?"
"Are you sure about that?"
"Oh, yes. I'm very sure."
"Well, what tickled your funny bone, Derek?"
"The expression on your face. The news that Lin Fu isn't to be found around here certainly took the wind out of your sails. I was just waiting for this."
"Why?"
"Because I knew all the time you weren't going to find Lin Fu."
"Then you can tell us where he is."
"I can, but I won't."
"Make him tell us, Jim."
"No, that's just what it's like, Lil. He's got himself all braced like a mule. It would flatter his ego if I tried to beat the information out of him. I got a better plan. One that Bluger won't like half as well."
"What is it, Jim?"
"Just sit here and wait for Lin Fu. He'll come home to roost before long."
"But he may not be coming back."
"If Bluger knows where Lin Fu is, he expects that he'll be back. And when he does return, we'll be right here to give him a surprise party."
Meanwhile, down in the secret passage underneath the castle, Lin Chalmers and Kolo are waiting for Jungle Jim's return.
"What was that, Kolo?"
"Me know here something, missy."
"I'm sure I did. Kolo, why doesn't Jim come down here?
Maybe him wait for Blucher.
I never thought of that. But this is all so mysterious. I don't understand what we're doing down here.
We wait for Quan Jim.
Oh, I know that, Kolo. I mean, I don't understand how Jim got us out of ourselves and down here with food and guns and everything.
Missy, remember Big Sentry?
Major Wong Seat as squadron commander? Yes, of course.
Him give us key to cell. Throw note. It tell Quan Jim to open door and capture Sentry. Him friend.
Oh, I begin to understand. Then when you captured him, he told you about this passage down here.
Yes, see, Missy. Him say key open cell belong you too. When we free, we get you. Find secret trap door to this place.
And here we are.
Yes, see, Missy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my head and grabbed your gun, Kolo. That was very silly of me.
Yes, see, Missy.
But all I could think of was getting out of here. You seem very sure that Jim would be able to capture Derek Kluger. Why?
Sentry tell Quan Jim how.
Oh, that's different. I thought Jim was just being rashly bold in line of duty or something, thinking he could conquer the stronghold single-handed.
No, Missy. Quan Jim, no fool.
I ought to have known better. But, Kolo, how is he to capture Bluger?
Bluger, him be in East Wing Castle tonight. Operator 13 send word.
Hey, this is getting more mysterious every minute. Who is Operator 13?
Quan Jim, no.
What? Jim doesn't know who sent the message, and yet he's going up to the East Wing?
Yes, see, Missy.
Oh, Kolo, don't you see? It's a trick to get Jim out of the way.
No, Missy. Sentry say.
This whole thing is some trick of some sort. Of course, Jim hasn't come back. He's never coming back. Heaven only knows what they've gunned him while we've been sitting here.
Kolo, go look, look. Me find Quan Jim.
And leave me here alone? Oh, no, you won't. If you're going upstairs in the castle, I'm going with you.
All right, Missy. You carry gun. Here.
I can't handle the rifle. I'd better take a pistol.
All right, Missy. Kolo, take long fire stick and pistol, too.
Hurry, Kolo. Every minute is precious. We mustn't waste any time.
All right, Missy. Come. Kolo, go first.
Heavens, it's dark down here when you get out of the beam of light in the ceiling.
Walk careful, Missy.
You bet I will.
Missy, all right?
Yes, I am so far.
Kolo see more better in dark. He's very near stairs now, Missy.
Oh, I hope we find Jim in time.
We hurry, Missy. Here, stairs.
Good. But where's the trap door?
Wait, Missy. Kolo find him.
There was an iron ring on the top of the trap door. Did Jim just pull it to open the door, or did he turn it to unlock some sort of catch?
Kolo, no, Missy. Quan Jim find iron ring. Him pull door open.
Did you find any ring on this side?
No, Missy. No find ring.
Is there a bolt or handle or anything?
No thing, Missy. Door all same flat.
I knew it. This is a trap door, all right. A trap to get us down here without any way of getting out or getting back.
Quan Jim get back.
Perhaps the trap door hadn't quite closed. Jim may not have shut it tightly when we came down.
Maybe. Kolo, try push door. Wait.
It's opening. Kolo, you're getting it open.
Yes, Missy.
Open it very carefully. We don't know who's up there by this time.
Yes, Missy. Kolo, no see anyone, Missy.
Then we're in luck. Let's go. We'd better close this door again, Kolo.
Yes, Missy Chalmers. I think it well to do so.
Jim Poo.
Yes, Missy. All right. I've got you covered, black man. Close door.
No wonder Kolo couldn't see you. You were standing behind the door.
Exactly. I happened to be passing and saw the door start to rise. I thought it most advisable to stand behind it and see who was coming from secret passage. I'll take that pistol you are carrying. Thank you. And your companion's weapon.
Go ahead, Kolo. What can we do? He's got us covered with his own gun.
Thank you. Now, you will march back to your cells. Where is your companion, Jungle Jim? It seems most odd to see you without him.
One Jim.
Jim is with your great Mr. Bluger, Lempu. He wanted to have a private talk with Jim. So while he was away, we escaped.
Ah, that's very interesting. Why did you not kill the guard? You only tied him up.
We didn't want to hurt him. We only wanted to be free to escape.
You shouldn't have had so much pity. You should have killed him in the first place.
What do you mean by that, Lin Pu? Have you...
But certainly. The moment you escaped from his charge, you signed his death warrant. There was nothing left to do but kill him, which I did.
Oh, how awful.
Believe me, Missy Chalmers, it was done with neatness and precision.
But maybe it wasn't his fault, Lin Pu.
He who rides a tiger cannot dismount. Here is your cell, Missy Chalmers. You will enter, please.
Well, goodbye, Kolo. It would have been a great idea if it had worked.
Yes, dear Missy.
And you, black man, get back in your cell. Oh, by the way, Missy Chalmers, you may be interested to know where I have been during my absence.
I didn't know you'd been away.
So sorry. I've been to visit your honorable father.
My father? What for?
Ah, you are interested now. And I saw him about a little gift to the cause, totaling £10,000.
You asked him for the ransom money?
I? Oh, no. You did, in your own handwriting.
You took my letter to him.
Yes, Missy Chalmers. It is the way of heaven to take away from those who have too much and give it to those who have too little.
What did he say?
Ah, my honorable ancestor Lo Tsi was right. The way of man is not so. He takes from those who have too little to add to his own superabundance. What man is there who can take from his own superabundance and give to mankind?
Oh, I wish you'd stop spouting proverbs and tell me what Dad said.
I have already told you. He refused.
Then I'll
what is it, Henry?
Tangle Tom Bradway, all time escape. I know where he is. Come quick.
Up in Shanghai Lil's apartment, she and Jungle Jim stand guard over the sulking Derek Bluger.
That sentry ought to be bringing him any minute, Jim.
Yeah, he ought to, Lil. Unless something's happened. You're sure that was Lin Pu's plane we heard landing?
I'm positive. I'd know that motor anywhere.
Here they come. Bill, stand by the door ready for Lin Pu. The minute he enters, shove Bluger's gun into his ribs. I'll keep my eye on the ex-most high superior here.
All right, Jim. All we need is Lin Pu, and we've nipped the revolution in the bud.
Is that so? You may have the leaders, but I have hundreds of followers. And as Lin Pu would say, the commander of the forces of a large state may be carried off. But the will of even a common man cannot be taken from him.
That'll be enough out of you, Bluger.
Come in shooting, Lin Pu. They got me prisoner. He's ruined our plan now, Lil. Send clear the door. You make a shot.
Save his leader and the Purple Triangle cause? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Judge Piffle, the Katzenjammer Kid, Skippy, Barney Google, Bringing Up Father, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See these interesting characters in your copy of the Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.